What up? Hold up. Let me do this real quick. You guys ready?
Yeah, of course.
Hold up. No, I'm not going to do it. I was going to scream mustard.
But Carmen then said, like, at the beginning of my set the other night to open screaming, mustard!
Come on, go, mustard! Somebody talking in and somebody got to do it. Got my foot up on the game. Mustard! If you start a set like that.
Yeah, you got, that would have people's attention for sure.
Yeah, a white dude rolling up screaming mustard. You got to do that.
I need like a person who writes all my jokes and can kind of stand behind me like DJ Khaled style. Yeah. And like just say their name like DJ Khaled. Like he writes all my stuff, but I perform it.
Well, you said you bodied the other night. You fucking killed that little room, huh?
Oh, yeah. You bodied it.
Last night.
Who'd you body?
We did a show at The Yard.
Oh, that don't count, bro. That place sucks. That place is busted. That place is not count. I don't give a fuck who was there.
I did last night, though. I have this thing where I do a DJ Khaled song at the beginning, do a little beatboxing, and then I've been saying, DJ Khaled, let me suck it. You know, like, let me suck on it, and it's hilarious. But last night, I said it to silence. I like shouted it out to pure silence.
That's hilarious.
And sometimes you just don't know. It's like you just have to sit in it for a second.
That's what's amazing about this craft. You never know. Every audience is different, and you have to adjust and adapt.
I was going to say that is because Nate bodied, and then we did that show at El Cid, and you got off stage as I was getting there. I didn't see your set, and I was like, how did it go? And you're like,
that was the worst first minute of a set I've ever done.
Break it down.
But that's what's interesting is it's so humbling. You're like, I bodied, and then you go to El Cid, and then you're like, damn, dude, I feel bad. That's what's like, it's like golf. You want to get back out there.
But it wasn't my fault. I'll tell you what, it wasn't my fault.
Guess what, buddy? Right. There's only one person on stage. It's always your fault.
Right. You get the W's
and you get the losses.
Here's what happened. I get up there. Well, it's partly your fault, by the way.
Right. But not really.
Yeah, it was.
It's the host's fault because I texted him. I said, I went to the wrong location.
Hey, don't. You're a guest, all right? Lower your tone, please.
You're going to intro me? You're not going to tell you.
Right. We have Carmen Christopher on the podcast today. Amazing comedian. And by the way, he has a special out on YouTube right now. Go check it out.
Yeah. Live from the Windy City. Go watch that shit. Get some clicks. I get a couple pennies per click. Let's go. All right. Go ahead, Nate. What are you saying about them?
Okay. So we're doing this show, and the host comes out, everybody's chatting in the crowd, nobody's paying attention,
nobody's talking, nobody's watching.
It's called chattering.
Everybody's got the biggest jeans on you've ever seen, everybody's looking hot, right, eating tacos and shit, not paying attention.
So first off, I'm horny, so I can't even pay attention to my material. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And second off, the host goes, all right, let's get this show started. Nobody's paying attention. Everyone's chattering. By the
everybody's
way, the event
like
was,
comparing how big the
event
jeans
was fun.
Are.
It was just kind of like, whatever. I'm not talking shit about the event.
They're did
just,
you drink?
The event was...
Nope. I don't do that.
I don't either anymore. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, I'm getting lit everywhere. I can't go anywhere without 4 to 5 Dirty Martinis Hendrix, like just completely blitzed out of my brain in this city. All
I
right,
mean,
go
it
ahead.
Feels amazing. Go ahead, Nate.
Okay, so the host is like, let's get this started. First off, the comic coming to the stage first is Carmen Christopher.
Silence.
Carmen's not even there.
No one clapped or nothing?
No.
Damn.
You know, damn. I think they did.
They probably fucking didn't believe it. They were stoked for you.
It was pandemonium, actually.
Oh, okay.
I wish you would have been there.
Okay.
So I'm third on the lineup. And
just
like,
a little teaser for later in the podcast. I did meet Demi Moore last night. We'll get into that, but keep going.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to be doing teasers.
Yeah, we do teasers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I produced that long ago.
That's smart. All right, go ahead. So your body.
Okay, next person is up. Oh, yeah. And they're like, all right, Carmen's not here. Let's go to the next person. Rachel, is Rachel here? Nothing. And I'm like, fuck, I'm in the back of the house, like just watching the show.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then, so I'm third. So I like rush to the stage where I'm like, this dude's like trying to, you know, cobble together. Like, he's like, is the next guy here, you know? So I'm like backstage. I get up there and I'm the first comic to a room that's like just talking amongst each other and they're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I need to like get the audience's attention right now. Mm-hmm. And I think the way I can do that is I just go, shh. It was like really awkward.
Oh,
and everybody like shut up though. Like everybody was paying attention because they were like,
oh no.
And I was like, shh. And I was about to come out with like a recovery, you know, get a laugh after that. And in the right as I'm about to say it, the mic goes out.
The mic goes out.
And it went out in my set too. I saw that.
That's and then so it comes back on, and I'm like, all right, cool. I'm about to say something else to like recover for the, you know, the mic's going out.
Yeah,
it goes out again.
No,
this happens three times.
No,
and it's like everyone's just kind of like giving me like this is the most pathetic thing when the audience is like wants you to do well and they're kind of like woo, that's the worst. You know,
it's
like,
so lame.
I was like, they're giving me like pity, like, you got this, man. Like, this is my first time doing stand-up, basically.
Yeah.
And then he gave me the mic, and it was fine. Did you see the end of the set?
No, I didn't see it.
I went back instantly. Dude, so.
Of course.
You went back? Okay, well, there
dude,
you go.
Dude, well, that's the best stand-up stories is when you can win the audience back. That's a true test.
Yeah, that's
so, it. And I've done that many times.
So you ended up bodying.
I did okay, but I was just like, you know how when you're just like...
And how is this my fault again?
I don't like the way you're talking to me right now.
But
dude.
you said that you bombed
well,
because
you weren't there at the beginning. So you would have had to open up this like kind of
shitty show.
This crowd that wasn't paying attention.
But it wasn't my fault because what happened was
I was stoked. I was like, you'll take the hit because you're like gonna open the show and you'll kinda like have to warm them up, and by the time it gets to me third on the lineup, I'll be good to go.
I asked to go first because I had to bounce, but I went to the wrong venue. I thought it was at the Elysian. So
did you read the email?
Apparently not. It was pouring rain. I couldn't find any parking by El Cid. The parking in LA, man, they need more parking or something.
I agree. We need more streets. We need tinier, smaller cars, bigger streets. But wait, let's talk about Demi Moore.
Okay.
This was teased earlier in the podcast.
Last night I'm at the Critics' Choice Awards.
Yep.
And you know, basically the biggest scum at the event, you know, table in the corner the whole time. What is Eric doing? Eric's feeding his dog. Oh,
Eric just does this. He just leaves the podcast like and just kind of does chores.
He just
and
bounced.
He just like
I'm sorry.
Answers texts.
I'm sorry like, for yelling just, at you. Are you mad
that's
at
okay,
me?
That's okay, man. I forgive you, man. This is how amazing our friendship is that we can just bounce back like
we're
this.
We're good.
Instantly.
We're good now. We've been friends for way too long. We used to do improv where we would fuck each other on stage. Like dead ass. We would just be like doing a 2-person set where we're just like going hard. All right, last night I met Demi Moore and she was wearing that.
Damn. Let's see.
Let's get a close up on this.
Right? Yeah.
For the camera. Yeah, hold it. Black out her face. There you go.
Bro, I'm like a little kid talking about this. I might
Demi
be working
Moore,
with her one day.
I mean, she's fucking fine. I'll say it.
She's beautiful.
You guys are too scared to.
Let's think about this, right? She's married to Bruce Willis.
She was.
But then who comes in the picture?
Kutcher.
Mr. Kutcher, bro.
Kutcher's bad news, man. I heard some stuff about him. Some stuff in the Diddy files. The Diddy files aren't looking good, man.
We'll cut this part out. Let's move on.
Yeah,
we're working not. With Kutcher's.
I'm working on a sort of punk style show with him. And like,
Let's cut this out because also like, Diddy's people have been going at me. I've been talking about him on podcasts a lot. So I got a lot of scary people just showing up to my house.
Dude, that is fucking scary.
By the way, we're doing a free Diddy walkout at Target.
To attract the people that might support them and then execute them.
Well, they're saying that Diddy started the fires.
Mentally. Because he's... Can you imagine if he had fucking mental powers as well?
I mean, he might, dude. He's not
fucking mutant and fucking.
He's like, you're gonna take me down through the best parties ever. I'm gonna take the whole city with me. I'm the only one who kept the city bumping. Now there's no parties. You go to award shows now. People are just going home after parties. Nah, he had the fucking white sex parties. Let's go.
I want to be the ethical Diddy. Like, have those parties, but it's like everybody's
it's
like
hella ethical
about it.
Yeah, everybody, like, before you have sex, you have to, like, be like, are you sure you want to do this? They say yes. And then you check their ID, make sure they're over 18.
Right. It can be done correctly. Like, you can have these crazy
ass
parties.
When we get fucked up, we talk about this.
Really?
No.
But also, as I said, 18, I'm like, 18 is so young. You should have to be over
24. 25.
You should have to
25.
Be 32 to have sex.
You should
at this point, bro.
You should have to be 32 to have sex, and you should, and you, if 12-year-olds should be able to go to war.
To war.
Because 12-year-olds are fucking, they're sneaky, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
hiding
yeah.
under bushes. That's a good point.
They should lower the fucking, what's the age to join the military? Is it 18?
18. It should be 12.
Yeah, child soldiers. Not child soldiers, but teenage soldiers.
But I think
that teenagers don't give a fuck, dude. They would, we would.
Sneaky.
That's the problem with Afghanistan. That's why we fumbled that so crazy. Because if you had a bunch of teenage boys up in there in Kabul, that shit would be fucking.
Why do you think we lost Vietnam, bro? They had little kids hormones. Beating our ass.
Yeah.
No, they had little kids.
Hormones.
They had little kids hiding out, ambushing us. We got destroyed by a bunch of little kids in Vietnam. Dude. Seriously, man. It's not good.
I just watched.
Check out that
we
special
were
on YouTube.
Oh right, yeah! Go ahead. Check out
We Were Soldiers
special on YouTube.
You guys got any shows coming up?
Oh,
Nate,
here
what
we
you
go!
Got,
perfect
man.
Plug. You're not gonna believe this, but we have a show in Austin, Texas, at the Ballroom, February 20th. It's me and Jack Benzinger. Eric can't go because he has political
fucking hunger strike going on.
Nice
with Austin. all the links to this will be in the shows, and me and Eric have a show in LA.
That's right, bro. When you done Sunday, show, you couldn't believe how good it was.
Wait,
Permanent Records, remember?
Oh, the last one I did, it was a blast. You guys killed,
crazy, bro.
It was amazing. The 23rd,
I did a play, it didn't really work out.
No, that was funny.
Thanks. I'm gonna shoot that. If you saw it,
were you a manager?
Remember the show that we did after that? We went to those Emmy parties.
Yeah, that was crazy that we did that.
And I was kind of faded. But then I had a meeting with someone that went to that show, and I was wearing that suit that was too tight.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of brought it up to her. I was like, oh, you went to that show? I was wearing a suit that I think was a little too tight. And I was expecting her to be like, nah, it was totally fine. She's like, yeah, that looked fucking crazy.
Really?
she like remembered how crazy my
I don't
suit
remember
looked.
Your suit looking tight. Honestly,
well, maybe it just
Eric,
looks tight
I feel like
some.
If you had dementia, like you would still remember every time somebody like critiqued your body or like any every
it's not
YouTube
a
comment.
She was
that.
Saying I look jacked, by the way.
Nice.
That's what everyone is saying these days.
You do look
you
jacked,
are jacked,
bro.
Dude.
I'm building a new body for myself.
I love that, bro.
A new life.
I got a trainer, man. It's changing my life. It's changed my life.
What's
it
your
made
goals?
Me realize my goals are just to fucking look like Chris Hemsworth or some shit. No, I don't know. My goal is to honestly to not have back pain, and it's been working because this dude is building up my like legs and like my back, and we're doing kettlebell swings and shit. Like I'm really like going in. Like it made me realize I've been working out wrong my whole life. Is this lame? Should we not talk about
it's
this?
It's not
let's
lame,
move
dude.
On.
This is what
let's
they really on. Like.
That was weird.
This is what they like.
me and Caleb and Alex were at the YMCA sauna yesterday, and we're sitting in there, and there's like these three scrawny guys. They're all talking about yoga. And how like weightlifting is for people from the past. Like yoga is the only way.
Oh,
you do yoga.
While there's three jack dudes in there.
Yeah.
I do. I haven't done yoga in a while, but I do 20 minutes of stretching, 15 to 20 minutes of stretching daily.
Damn.
Before you work out.
Before I work out and after. Yeah.
Well, but then do you do this? Because the second thing they were talking about was Jesus's love. These guys were jacked.
Jesus
good looking
love?
Guy. They were like talking about Jesus, like welcoming Jesus in, and like.
I thought you said they were scrawny.
No, they were scrawny, or they're like they're fit.
They're scrawny.
What, scrawny dudes can't love Jesus.
They were scrawny.
No,
jacked.
I'm just
like
confused.
World War II
were
jacked.
They like jacked or are they scrawny?
They were like probably 145 pounds, but just like in good shape. Like they could outrun any of us.
I don't
but
know.
They were
bro.
Like
my
all
flat feet go fast.
They were all talking about Jesus, and they're talking about Christianity.
What's wrong with that?
No, I actually was listening to it, and I was like, "This sounds good right now." The brotherly sort of like communion they were sharing. I was like,
"I would love to go to a." Do you think there's an awesome church out there?
Yes,
in LA.
Well, there's not yet. I'll put it that way. Does that ring any bells?
I think we were taught, maybe I said this to you or not, but if I was like hella religious, super into God, I'd be like probably the best comedian out right now.
100%.
If I was just like super God like pills. Praying all the time and just like going to church and shit.
Why don't you try it for 1 year and stop drinking too?
Damn.
What was the drink?
Dude, I'm over 20 days not drinking, and I just got to say it's changed my life.
Does it feel good?
It legit, bro, does feel
what
amazing.
What does it feel like?
I just don't feel the lows.
Do you feel, when you're not drinking, does it feel like if for 20 days you get up, does it just feel like you're just like wake up getting head every day?
It essentially feels like that, metaphorically.
Wow.
And literally, I'll just put it that way.
Damn.
And Karma, you're hungover right now, right? What's your hungover
levels? So hungover. It's actually not bad because... I took some ibuprofen before bed, so that kind of helps the hangover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was twisted last night.
Two or three?
Ibuprofen?
Yeah.
Two.
All right.
And how many drinks? Dogs?
How many drinks?
Four, you wouldn't even hurt you.
Man, I must have had like...
Count them out.
Okay, so I got there, and then I got a tequila soda.
Yeah.
Okay, drank that.
Here, then we're at the table. Boner right now.
What kind of tequila, man? Silver?
Blanco, some like whack brand.
Oh, some busted ass. Celebrity brand, probably.
Probably.
At the Critics' Choice?
It's probably Paris. Trace Amanos?
It's probably Paris Hilton's whack ass tequila. Everybody's got tequila now. So, had a drink, go to the table. They got bottles of tequila at the table. They got bottles of champagne.
At the table?
Glass of champagne, drink a shot of tequila. That's three drinks.
How many chugs of alcohol?
At the awards?
Yeah.
And so you're surrounded by celebrities getting faded?
Yeah, like Adrian Brody after he
When's
won.
It going to happen for me, bro?
After, oh, wait, I saw Adrian Brody at the party. When he won, he took a shot and he was like kind of like overdoing it. Like, oh, look at me doing a shot on TV. He like took the shot and then like held it up and then like watch it, you can Google it, and then he like takes it. I'm like, bro, put this shot down, I'll show you how to drink, because this, he probably drinks like every only time he wins awards, so he probably drinks like three times a lifetime.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And he only drinks when he wins a best actor. But he is, did you see that movie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
No, I want to so bad.
So his performance is next level.
I mean, that's what I like to see in performances.
It's next level.
Yeah.
It is, like, people are hating on, like, the second half, but I don't give a shit. I chopped it up, watched that thing in, like, 4 days. I watched that
mini-series.
Movie in, like, four.
You made it a fucking brutalist mini-series.
Made it a mini-series. 25 minutes a night.
Can I say, though, really quick about movies?
You don't
right
like
now?
That?
I watched The Substance the other night, and I didn't rock with it.
I liked it.
Well, I liked
see
it
a lot.
In theaters.
I watched it
alone.
It at home.
You watched it alone at home?
I thought it rocked.
I was like, cut this shit down.
I thought it was awesome.
Curious.
I liked it.
I'm
gonna go team Substance,
but I just feel like, why? I mean,
I thought I don't know, people like, I like the whole aesthetic, I like the colors, I like that it was kind of shot like this, like, you know, it's present day, but it also like had the style of like, is this 70s or 80s right. furniture like type shit, and the colors. And I thought Demi Moore killed it. I thought Margaret Qualley was good. I think
Demi
obviously
bodied
they're
it.
Obviously, they're babes, and then when they're not babes, it's kind of fun that they look like a bunch of sausages.
Well, dude, I don't want to spoil anything, but they turn into disgusting mutants. Dude, it was sickening to me. I don't like to see women like that.
Spoiler. Spoiler. Wait, do you know what, though? Do you know the like little comedic role in it? The guy that like knocks on the door?
Yeah, I looked that guy up.
Weren't you just like, why aren't us three doing that role?
Which part was it?
Where are reps at?
The fucking pervert neighbor.
The pervert neighbor. You would kill
right.
that role.
Oh, my God. What are these casting people? Do they hate me? What's going on?
It's nepotism.
You should have been the pervert. Baron should have been the pervert.
I should have been the fucking pervert.
Should we be cracking some NA beers while we would discuss this shit? Yeah, you want an NA beer?
Hell yeah, let's do it. All right,
let me crack these out. This is the type of lifestyle. And then we're going to work out for this. You realize that?
Yo, I'm going to the Lakers game, bro. All
right, our lives are good.
Our lives are amazing.
Yo, Luka was supposed to come back today. Luka
I don't
Doncic.
Understand that. Like,
that
can you
trade?
Walk me through this? I don't watch basketball.
I'm obsessed.
I saw that Luka was traded or something.
Basically, think about it like this. He's 25 years old. He's potentially like one of the best players in the NBA. And they Dallas traded their franchise player for a dude who always gets hurt.
Why did they do that? So wait.
Because
the Lakers have this guy?
The Lakers now have this superstar.
So they got him traded to the Lakers?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
For
and he's
Anthony
awesome.
Davis, who is good, but is always hurt. And he is like, Dallas kind of got a guy who could potentially help them win a championship this year, but the issue is he's always hurt, and like Luka's the future of the NBA. The problem is they say Luka drinks too much beer and eats too much bullshit and is getting overweight.
Well, he's European.
His conditioning is bad.
They have but different bodies.
I find that respectable. Cheers, guys.
I do
cheers.
Too.
To our amazing careers, amazing things happening for us.
What is Luka's nationality?
He's got to be Serbian.
So he's one of those like freaky dudes that like is just way too tall. Is it like a disorder that he has, or is he
no?
Just,
no,
like,
he's not
that?
Too tall. He's just like he's like thick. He's like beefy.
What's his position?
He's like a point guard. He's like Magic Johnson out there, but like better.
So he can dunk?
He could dunk, but he doesn't dunk much. But he's sick. He like he could get like a triple-double, score like 28 points. He could score like 50 points. I've seen him hit game winners. Like, he's cocky, too. Yells at the refs. Crazy white boy.
I respect that.
We played a one-on-one basketball game recently.
We did. Tie game.
Tie game, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a tie game.
And frankly, we got kicked out because they were sitting at pickleball. And I was like, thank fucking God, because I'm gassed.
What did you guys go up to? What did it tie at? Four?
Bro, tied at... Tied up, basically.
One. One to one.
That's hilarious.
That shit, I need to be playing that more if that's tiring me out that bad.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, if you want to be playing more, but I do think you should be doing some cardio.
No, yeah, cardiovascularly, I need to get my shit together. I've been swimming.
Where at?
You have to start going to the Y. Come to the Y with us. But it's so sick.
Which one do you go to, Glendale?
La Cañada.
Where's that at?
Flint Ridge. 10 minutes
you
away.
You sound like fake ass neighborhoods. What? La Cañada? Like what is this? I don't know LA like that yet.
It's like West. Kenyatta. I mean,
kind of like north of Glendale. It's
very nice? Close. Is this
the nicest Y I think there is.
Steam room and sauna nice?
There's two nice YMCAs in LA.
How much does it cost?
You can basically walk in free, but it's 50.
It's like $50 a month.
Dude, that's great. Yeah.
But they have a hot tub.
Outdoor weights, hot tub.
Sauna.
Bro. Full pool.
Bro, what?
Yeah.
They have is it clean?
Pool.
Yes. Is it clean? Outdoor gym. They have
outdoor gym?
They have an indoor gym.
They have a basketball court.
Bro, what?
They have a racquetball court.
Racquetball.
They have
what? Yo, I fuck with pickleball kind of
and racquetball. You have
which one is it? YMCA. Look,
yeah, La Cañada.
How do you
spell it? It's spelled like La Canada.
Damn, you got some long fingers, Nate. Yo, you should
Damn.
Play ET, bro.
Stick that down your mouth for a second.
Oh, this pool is nice. Is that the hot tub? No, that's a little.
That's the kid pool? Training pool. But we go in there sometimes.
Oh shit! Look at this motherfucker.
Yeah, he's doing the flies.
Wait, this place is. Oh, there is outdoor.
It's amazing.
Dude, guys with the cutoff shirts. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they got basketball? Shit. Yeah, you said that.
To everyone listening, like, you all also need to start working out.
You guys probably got some freak fans that are going to join the Y just to look at you guys.
Yeah. Trust me, man. Like, that's already been happening, bro.
That's tight. Really?
No.
What's the freakiest person that's come up to you?
You know what? There's not. I'm
we have
like
the most normal.
Very pleasantly surprised
nice.
By. I'm waiting for a really like person who rocks with the podcast to come up to me and be like, dude, who the fuck are you? Everyone's really normal, really nice.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm quite proud of the people, the fans that listen.
You guys
to
got
this.
Smart, funny fans.
That's yeah. exactly right,
dude. You know what? I've been doing this thing where this is so lame. I because like you know. I'm on my YouTube grind right now. I'm on my algorithm grind trying to get people to watch the special. So I'm commenting, I'm replying to all the comments just to kind of keep pushing it through. And I'm like, I don't have shit to do. I'm just going to do this when I'm in an Uber. It's so lame. I know that, but I do want people to watch it. So I'm doing it. But the comments, the people that comment are funny. Like
I know. Yeah.
Oh, this person's like said something funnier than I would have thought of.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can't even beat this response. So dude. there's just like it's cool when you have people hitting you up that you're like, oh, this person likes my shit and they're actually kind of funny.
Totally. We have like a subreddit for the Joy Tactics and I'm like literally
they're posting
up 24/7
funny junk.
People post really hilarious stuff on it.
Like what? Like fucking like Steve Carell.
Like,
Steve Carell. I am
like,
Lamp.
Is this Eric Rahill? And it's like the most busted person you've ever seen.
Which is so funny
no
to
problem.
Me. Like,
yeah.
You guys are like the fucking Rogan Experience for the alt scene.
Bro.
Basically,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're holding
exactly,
it down.
Man.
Yeah. This is tight. We're in fucking Eric's house right now.
Yeah. Have you never been?
No, I've never been. And I'm actually doing good with the cats, despite
She's
being
locked
allergic.
Away. What do you think the vibe? What would you call the vibe in here right now, Carmen?
The vibe, like, kind of just like bohemian.
Yeah,
like,
definitely kinda boho.
Like, you know, y'all don't like clean the sheets type shit.
That's
I'm
what's funny. We definitely do.
I know that's just like that's like the meanest thing you could say.
My 20s, I don't think I like washed my sheets like one time.
What? Stanky.
Like, I did, but like you know
sweat
what I'm saying.
You
like
sleep.
One.
What
like,
color were they?
white,
green,
probably like black or like blue. From fucking like Kohl's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
in your 20s, and you were like pounding on those, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were dirty too.
There's a story, Carmen, that I need to tell you after the podcast.
What is it?
I can't tell it now.
It's about Nate.
Yeah.
And it's about him hooking up.
It actually is.
Damn, I can't wait till this podcast is over. We'll save that for the
sexual Patreon episodes where I can go into all of my sexual experiences.
This is when Nate was staying on our couch for a month or two.
Whoa.
You had to have heard this.
In Chicago? No, I've never heard this.
We'll tell you after. But
we'll tell you after.
It's funny.
Okay, what's the review of the NA beer?
So we're drinking the Rationale.
Rationale. West Coast IPA.
West Coast IPA.
It tastes like beer.
It tastes like pure ass beer.
It tastes like beer. Is it, what is in this thing?
Bro, it's.
Oh, wait, there is beer. It's 0.5%.
Less than 0.5, so it could be like 0.01.
So you're drinking, bro.
Essentially, I'm keeping it going.
You're not sober anymore. Dark Hoppiness Pine. Like, dude, so what's, but here's the thing.
When it's NA, I almost convince myself that these are healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because it's like herbal, piney.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, is it healthy? Like, what is it?
I think it's just like water. Can't be bad.
Is this just a can of gluten?
It's a can of gluten for sure. Oh, and for some people,
I'm off gluten, bro. It's brain fog for you. It's bad for your creative process. Gluten.
I am so dead creatively right now.
Really?
Can you tell that
you're having too much gluten, dog?
Something.
What jacks you? What? When are you in the most creative mindset?
When I'm at risk of humiliation. That's really? The only time I could be creative is if I'm about to be humiliated.
When there's
if
a
I don't
pressure,
pull it out.
You're saying.
Whoa, that's interesting as hell.
Yeah.
So when you're like nervous as fuck for a show, then do you go up and kill?
I have to grunt. I think so.
Whoa.
I think
I'm kind
so.
Of the same way. Like I need like a bullet to my head, kind of, to
be creative,
make stuff.
Same with like a script, even.
Interesting. What about,
it's gonna be red.
You're creative all the time.
Yeah, I'm always good to go.
You're a hustler.
Yeah,
you have a fucking.
You guys both have a hustler mindset.
Hustler, dude.
But you know, okay, I appreciate that. But you know, I get that from my grandpa, Mexico City, my mom, Chicago. I'm out here in LA doing it. No, I'm joking. But
can I say really quick? Yeah. I'd had a vision of us this morning going to Mexico City.
I would.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I would do that any week.
Just a weekend.
You guys want.
We go to a weekend.
We should legit do that.
Any weekend you guys want. I love Mexico City.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's all good. Have you guys been?
Never.
Mm-mm.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, we should go.
I
know
would definitely
spots.
Be having some tequila.
You've
there.
Been there like a couple times, right?
I've been there a lot.
Yeah,
I've been there, but I think, or for long stays is what I should say. I've been there for long stays. I'd go like 10 days at a time. But it's beautiful, but it's also like, so when people go to Mexico City, like all Americans, they go to like Condesa and Roma Norte, and you can do that and have a really perfectly good time, but you got to get outside of it. Like you got to like go see the Teotihuacan pyramids. You got to like go to, you got to go to like different little neighborhoods that like, you know, there are some places you got to be careful, but I got some like friends that are from Mexico City that live out there and they've like shown me around. And it's like you can go.
Because
they got like expensive restaurants now too, but you can go get, like a dollar taco, and it's like the best taco you've ever had. That's what you should be doing in Mexico City.
There's a new taco place. Maybe it's not new.
Yeah,
it's in where you're looking, Cypress Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A new taco
spot. Bleep that out. Bleep that out. I don't want people knowing where I'm trying to head out, but that's okay.
We'll bleep that out. There's a taco place in a neighborhood in LA that.
So we're like,
you got snipers out. And, yeah. All right, okay,
bro. If you've never been to LA, everybody, move to Silver Lake.
Silver Lake, bro, or Frogtown. I want everybody in Frogtown.
Yeah.
No, it's called Taqueria Frontera. And it's Tijuana style tacos, and it was fucking so good.
Where it's open now?
It's open now, bro.
Should we pull up after this?
Is it the best?
I legit would. It's the best
taco you've
ever.
It's
the best thing. It's the best of it. Best taco.
That's better than Villa's. I guess that's a different experience.
It's different.
Right?
It's different.
Ooh. Okay. It opens at 12. Oh, this is perfect.
It's so good.
This looks like there's nothing inside it. This looks beautiful.
It's hella clean.
Damn, I like how the menu looks.
But
like
we're
the
saying
colors.
That Carmen's back to Carmen being a total grinder. What motivates you, bro?
What motivates me? Spite.
Spite. Oh yeah, we were talking
show
about
motherfuckers
that.
What's up. Yeah. All the haters, dude. That's all. I just wanted to fucking just punch people in the face at it. No, I'm just playing. But
it does.
Mostly 50% spite, 50% love of the game.
Yeah.
Where does fame enter into the picture? Do you want to be famous badly?
Nope. Don't give a fuck. If I did, the only fame I want is to pull up to a restaurant or to like an after party and get free shit and cut a line. Like, that's the type of like, I don't like, if I cared about fame, I would be so much better than I am at this. Cause like, I know, like I worked in sales for 8 years. I know I could like see how people do it. And I like would just go do that. Like I would get a publicist. I would like post online every single day. I would like post myself on a fucking like a cool like cute little photo on a carpet. Like I just don't like that stuff is like I want to be like sick. I want to do comedy.
Well, I think we're similar in this way. I'll put it this way. I think a lot of people get into this, and when they go to a restaurant, they want to make the hostess blush or the beautiful servers get all nervous. What I think we want is to walk by the kitchen and have all the line cooks fall to their knees.
Yes. Yes.
They can't believe it.
Yes. But you know you know, the other thing though is like, I've said this before and I feel like you guys probably feel the same. It's like, you ever shoot something, you're on like a set and like the actors are hanging out, but then you're like hanging out with the crew. I'm like, I feel like I have more in common with like the crew, the people, these IATSE dudes that are busting their ass for like fucking 12 hours. Cause everybody in my family's a fucking construction worker.
Yeah.
Like nobody was an actor. Like I didn't go to theater school, like, which is fine, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they're just, it's like a, like actory actor people. They're like kind of a different breed of
people. Yeah. I think people need to be careful if they want to get into any entertainment. Just to let you know, this probably isn't surprise, but there aren't a lot of real ones.
Yeah,
the real ones are far and few between. But here's one: you find a real one in this business, that's a friend for life.
That's, you latch on, you don't let go.
That's why it's true. You have to find them.
That's why I feel like we hang out with so many people that like came up in Chicago.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's like hard to find people that like came up either in, especially in LA, I feel like that are like on the same like wavelength as
us,
you know, because we like spent so long like just not trying to be in the industry in way, just trying to get good at comedy in Chicago.
Yeah, well, Chicago was so the opposite of what it is to be successful in this industry. Like, you were like, people made you feel bad if you like wanted to do a solo thing. Like, yeah, I want to do a show by myself. Like, what? No, you do improv with 15 people and you all pretend like you're different kitchen appliances. Like, that's what like comedy is in Chicago. It's like, everybody, you're the teapot, you're the refrigerator door blinking. Like, it's just like so like different. And then in like, when I moved to New York, I was like, you meet somebody and I'm like, they're so good at like marketing themselves. Like a show poster and getting people hyped about like, not, they're not even good at comedy, but it's like now people feel like they're going to like a party to hang out and they're in this like scene where it's like, but what about the like material? Like, so like Chicago is just like truly about being like, I just love this and I want to get good at it.
But I feel like it teaches you the thing that matters the most, you know what I'm saying? Which is like getting good.
Yes.
You know? And it's like all that other shit. It's like, who cares about like networking is in whatever, like marketing yourself. Like that shit is so lame. You know,
it's like boring and it's not why we like you. Yeah. You literally have to
Eric got in the entertainment industry to network.
I did initially and then I met some real ones and you guys showed me the path, but that's still my strong suit.
Master networker.
It's like,
I think I'm not a good networker.
I might be the worst person on the planet in terms of that.
I feel like you guys are both good. I feel like people like you guys a lot.
Well, of course.
Because we
suffer genuine and authentic. Yeah, right.
That's what's up. I feel like to be a successful comedian now, you have to be like an operations manager.
Bro, you have I know what that's about as well. Yeah, that was my old title. I'll just put it that way. Yeah. In corporate America.
It's like, cut up this clip, put the captions on, make the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Send and we all people. Worked in Send corporate America too.
Dude, I think that does bond us.
That's for sure. In a crazy way.
Dude, now we're, but like now, like there are no jobs. So like everyone's doing podcast and stand up. Like that is the new construction worker, podcasting and stand up. It's so fucking stupid. It's like no buildings are being built anymore. You don't think
movies are back?
Do I think movies are back?
Do you think movies are back?
Back or bad?
Back.
I don't think they're back.
Do you think they'll ever come back? Movies?
No.
I think we should make a theatrically released podcast.
I think there's some good effects. Movies
in IMAX. Damn. Shoot one podcast on IMAX.
Movies won't be back until we get in the same year our Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, The Mask. Then movies are best. Who's going to be that guy? That Jim Carrey?
Ace Ventura, The Mask.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do a Dumb and Dumber twin style.
That would be tight. Bro, if I was in The Mask, I'd be game over, bro.
I wouldn't even need a mask, man. I'm already fucking ugly, dude.
I think you could do that type of comedic acting. You could do that type of comedic acting. I don't think I could do that type of comedic acting.
Why don't you think you could do it?
I just don't have what it takes. I'll just put it that way.
What do you mean? Kind of like a physical, like, Jim Carrey, like, can't style. Do it. I would, dude, just...
Did I show you the cut from that thing where I was like, this is so embarrassing?
No.
What?
I'll show you guys later. I can't.
What is it?
It's nothing.
From
it's
a show that you're working on?
No, it's something else, but it's...
Does the Joy Tactic crowd know what show you're currently acting in that hasn't come out yet?
They do, bro, and they can't believe it.
Are they mad?
They're over the moon, bro.
They're so awesome. Happy for Eric.
Good
they're
for you.
Very happy for him.
That's dope. Good for you. bro.
But we're rising.
Yeah, we're rising through the ranks
crazily right now.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it feels amazing. There's no pain. And here's what the deal is. There's so many years in pain, and you're mm-hmm. coming up, and you're like, I don't know if I can do it. Nah, it's no pain. It's every moment is bliss, and you're going from meeting to meeting, and you're acting, and everything feels good, and there's just, you guys feel that way as well, right?
Eric's on cloud nine over here, bro. I feel fortunate as hell. I feel lucky. I feel appreciative. I just think that, like, we have been doing this so long, and it is nice to, you know, to, like, work. We just want to work. Like, that's all. I want to put my hard helmet on and go out and get some laughs.
100%.
Cut that.
No, we're keeping that. Definitely keeping that. The hard helmet.
That's going to be
the
clip. Are you hard happy, helmet, Nate?
Am I happy? Yeah. I would say that I have a lot of peace.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah,
I feel like I work so hard at, like, you know, keeping my body right.
Right.
My mind, I meditate. Mm-hmm. So
I think the best you've ever... This, by the way, Nate, this beard length and this hair is maybe the best combo.
You think so?
You're looking fucking good.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah, you're walking around looking like the white Coleman Domingo out here, bro.
Dude, I said that. I've been saying that all drunk to you.
We got the white Coleman Domingo, dog.
Yeah. No, but I think that I'm truly ready to be a Justin Bieber level famous.
Oh, really?
Because I've worked it so hard at... You know, keeping my mental right, that I feel like I can. Those are all distractions.
The minute
you want to be famous, you want
to
be famous.
It's going off the rails for you, bro. You've kept it. Here's the thing: you need to let some steam off now, or else once the fame hits, it's off the rails. It's pure fucking drug addiction.
Yeah, I don't want you to get cocky, because I can see there's a little something in you that's like, you're gonna be like, I fucking told you all,
and then
you're gonna
cut it.
It's the Hasselhoff moment 2 days into the fame. You're trying to eat the burger.
I'm gonna be like, yo, what's up, Nate? Nate's not gonna be like. I'm going to be like, yo, Nate, what's up, bro? Remember me from Second City, Chicago? I'll be like, put his fucking big ass fingers on my head. Get the fuck out of here. He's going to do that.
Do you think he'd make a major style transformation, Nate?
I think so, yeah.
I could see him wearing a lot of florals, big baggy dresses and shit.
Nate, JVN style.
I could see you pulling up on the red carpet with a dress.
I could see myself wearing wild sorts of outfits.
I think, why fucking why not have a little, by the way, why not have a little fun?
Yeah.
All I wear is t-shirts and Dickies, and I'm like, maybe at some point soon, it's time to blow the fashion up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just take a risk.
That's what I'm feeling. Yesterday, I was dressed just like pure black tux. 90s.
Did you rent the tux?
No. Somebody, I had help. Somebody like picked it out for me. And
you leased it?
No, I bought it. It was only a couple $100 on the real Dolce & Gabbana from the 90s. But then I had to get it tailored. You know what I'm talking about? Yo, this part of the pod's hilarious. This is I'm just being way too aware of what we're talking about right now.
This is just what happened.
I'll show you a little pic. I'll show you a little pic.
I bet you I could. You in a tuxedo?
I just went black on black.
Okay. That's
it's basic.
You look amazing.
We'll show the people.
How many drinks in are you there?
I'm like 18 drinks in. I never even. So I'm like basic, and then I'm like looking at people. I'm like, damn, that star. He's got like a fucking pink tux on. This guy's got like a green thing. This guy's got like a dress on. Everybody's like swagged out, and I look like the help. I'm in all black. You know, I look like I'm cleaning up tables.
There's something about the black like shirt underneath that does kind of like say like I'm a caterer.
Yeah, people were asking me where the like tiramisu was.
Did they?
No. But I was like, I look like, you know, I just look normal as hell. I'm like, all right, next time, I'm fucking wearing the Janet Jackson nipple slip outfit.
She had, so it was like a metal nipple.
Yeah, I'm wearing metal shit on my nipples, and I'm wearing a Scarface hoodie.
Damn.
Whoa,
it zips up to the top, you know those ones. Who was the most famous person there last night,
bro? Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Who's the dude from Conclave who's sick? Ray Fiennes.
He's
sick.
That he has my ultimate respect.
Dude, Conclave's good too.
Oh, Conclave is amazing.
You seen it?
No, I haven't.
Conclave and fucking I'm Still Here are my tops.
I haven't seen I'm Still. You know what else is banging?
What?
The Apprentice.
I want to see that
Stan.
Too.
The Apprentice. Sebastian goes from naive Trump to the demon that we know today, and it's like it's a transformation in a film
I'm fucking crumpling up my short
and
story.
Guess what? And guess who actually kills it harder than him in that?
Oh, fucking
Jeremy Strong.
Well, of course, he takes acting very seriously.
I heard that. So in the this is crazy. This is what I heard last night. A little tea. I heard that he had. So he's playing this character, Cohen, who is Ray Cohen, who's. Trump's lawyer, and you know he gets AIDS in real life, and so in the film he's real
he's looking
method.
Yeah,
so like when he had to go to set, they're like where's Jeremy, he's taking forever to get here, and he's like, because he's like hobbling to set like he's got AIDS. That's what I heard. He's like taking long to get there because he's like so method that he's like,
oh my
in pain.
God.
Like, that's what I heard last night. We might want to cut this. I don't know.
This is great. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's
this
fucking
is amazing.
I mean,
I'm not going to be invited to one of these things again, bro.
It's called respect. People will say that's hilarious, but would you roast an architect for you know what I mean?
Right.
Thinking that they're the building.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then they make the most amazing building of all time, the Burj Khalifa.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Would you hate on Gaudi for dressing like a big bubble, and then he makes like the most like sickest building ever?
I would definitely wouldn't judge him for that. So we got to rethink.
We need to rethink a lot of things.
Yeah. Wait, what were we talking about? We were talking about mad shit.
We were really talking about something.
We were cooking
crazy
on something hilarious.
This is a good episode.
Maybe the best.
So I definitely need you to go check out Live from the Windy City on YouTube right now. If you're liking this episode, you're going to like this special that I spent 3 years making.
The special
three years in the making.
Is quite fucking hilarious, I will say. I've seen it on stage many times.
Thank you.
And
it's
the
popping.
Special comes
it's so
together
funny.
Incredibly. Thanks, it's really like, you know, one of the best specials to come out.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Carmen, do you do any of those jokes now on stage, or have you retired them?
No, that I retired them. I was actually telling Nate this the other night, is where I'm like, you go from right before you put out a special, you're like killing every set because you're just preparing for it for like ever. And then it's out, and then you have to start over, and now I'm like, I like some of my jokes, but I don't like all of my new jokes.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to develop new material, and it's like,
I need to do new. I did the show last night. I was like, I can't. I have to just stop. I haven't even put a special out, but I just need to stop.
The best
I can't do these anymore.
The best feeling as a comedian is doing a joke that's new and it's like working.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
like
awesome. But you chase that high, and then once it works and you do it a couple times, you're like, you can kind of like, it's hard to like drum up that energy that you had. Like, you, I feel like the audience can feel your excitement when you're about to do like a new bit or something you're excited with. And it's like, there's nothing like that. Like first couple times you do a bit that's really working.
I think the best one, it's three times in, it's gone good the first two times, and then the third time you're loose and you're adding new shit on the spot.
That's
when it's like hella fun.
Do you think of this as for a special of mine? This is the intro. There's a giant egg on top of the on the ceiling. And the intro is it drops and it shatters and I'm like covered.
You're in all wet
and I'm all gooey.
That's hilarious.
Wouldn't that be insane?
And you do the like, whole special
goo
up.
And you dislocate your shoulder on the drop.
It's so painful,
dude. And you do the
Wouldn't
whole
that
special.
Be the most craziest up? Image? A fucking giant egg. Like fucking being reborn, basically.
You actually have to do that.
I want to. It's just
medical.
You actually have to do that. And then you're going to do your whole set all gooed up. You have to.
And I need to get like re-gooed up throughout the set to like stay gooey.
But that's where comedy needs to go to stay alive. You need to do that.
Wouldn't that be.
Bro, we need to reinvent comedy now.
I'm trying to think of like a. Yeah, dude. A sick intro like that is hilarious.
Nobody steal that. If there's somebody who drops from an egg, if I see Ari Shafir drop from an egg in his next special, just know.
I'm trying to think of a new intro now for myself. That's inspiring. That's that inspired me.
Inspired.
I'm trying to think of an intro for myself now.
You could, I don't know.
You know the craziest intro I did, and you can't do this anymore. I would get in trouble for it, was... my first solo show in New York at the Annoyance Theater. I don't even want to know if I put myself out there like this, but it was like, you know that song? Today's going to be the best day of my... So I was on, I was underneath a sheet sleeping and that like song comes up. It's like, and then when it hits its peak, I got up and I was butt naked. Butt naked.
With the dick out.
With the D out.
Yeah, and I start brushing my teeth like it's the morning. I'm not proud of this. Listen, so I was young. This is like 10 years ago. This is like 10 years ago. I start brushing my teeth, and then Anthony Overbeck comes out in a rat costume, and I started beating him with it, and I get dressed, and then we like shake hands, and then we did a choreographed dance, and it opened the show. This sounds awful. But bro, I promise you it killed. I promise you it killed, and no one was trying to get me in trouble. It was embarrassing. I mean, but there was a warning before coming into the theater. There is nudity in this.
Right, of course.
Right.
So
did anybody come up to you later and be like, damn, that thing's fucking looking good?
No, it was like I was fully like scared. Like it was so nerve-wracking. So it was looking all shriveled. It was small. I might want to cut this part from the thing.
From nah, the bro. This is good. Fine. This is golden.
But that was embarrassing. But like, I feel like we were all like, don't you guys feel like there was a certain part in time when you were doing comedy, you're like, I want to try everything and do anything just to kind of see what my limit is so that I know what to not do.
Doing a phase where I was like, I would try and like take the audience out of the theater and like do my set in a dumpster outside. Like I was like doing wild shit like that. Like every week, like something. You would just to be like, what can I do that's different?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. You would
I
hit
have to
audience
be honest
members.
Now though. If someone tried to lead me out of them, if someone tried to lead me out of a theater, I'd be like, I'm going fucking home. I'm not gonna go get on your fucking bus.
If I saw somebody get naked, I would be like lame ass.
I remember people would be so pissed off to like get up out of their seat and get out. They're like, God damn it! And this is like a small. Is that like the playground theater?
Yeah.
Like just a small theater. There's like 10 people in the audience. They're like, this show already sucks. Like, now I have to get up and watch this guy's crazy experimentation.
All right, here's a question. What? Would you guys go full frontal in a television show or movie
immediately, bro? I'm waiting for the call.
Really?
I've gotten this fucking close to full nudity.
Would you show butthole and hole on TV or movie?
I don't think they're allowed
I'd
to show that.
Dick, balls, hole, mouth. Anything, man.
I ain't showing mouth.
Whatever you need, man. Whatever you need.
Dude, well, you know that Gen Z is afraid of sex in movies?
Gen Z is? Why?
Gen Z is afraid of sex in movies.
Why is that?
because they think it's disgusting. They're becoming prudes.
Really?
We're turning into the Japanese culturally because they're not having
Please
sex.
Start blurring that shit out.
Really?
Sometimes I'll be seeing that
sex
online.
Sex is dead. Huh?
You know what I mean? The blurring out. And I'm like, are you kidding me, bro?
Yeah.
People are not having the amount of sex people are having is lower than it's ever been.
It's low. You know,
why?
Nobody can figure it out.
Because people are addicted to this, and they're addicted to this, and this.
Yeah,
and they're not addicted to
guess
this.
300 hours on Black Ops 6.
Yeah. It's just
300 hours, bro.
You put 300 hours?
On Call of Duty.
How many days is that?
Damn.
That.
How many days
no
is
one,
that?
I can't even calculate that.
Damn,
no
dude.
One could calculate that.
That's
Hold
impressive.
Up. Let me figure that out right quick. 300
you need to get to work.
Divided by 24. That's 12 and a half days,
I think
bro.
It's been like running off. It's,
Yo,
there's
that's
no
more
way.
PTO than like an Amazon worker gets.
Bro, well, not if I fucking become congressman. I'm going to be changing that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For me, it goes the paper, you know what I mean? Then fucking Congress, yeah.
I can see you. I want to see you in front of Congress so badly. Like, just petitioning for anything. It would be so funny.
Biff
you'd
it.
Get so sweaty.
I would fucking biff it.
You'd kill,
if
bro.
If I get grilled in front of a... You can do good, Carmen.
Politician.
I know you're going to have a cause. Someone tells me, like, you're going to have a cause soon.
Yeah, I got a good cause
What's
going.
Your philanthropic... sort of thing that you want to help people with?
Well, I feel like the environment's kind of played out, so I'll probably step away from that. clearly, like, no one gives a fuck, unfortunately. Like, I do care, but I'm like, no one cares.
By the way, isn't this, like, causes... tax stuff? Like people have, like, foundations, and it's like, yeah, we're helping out these people, but it's also, like, if there wasn't a tax write-off for it, like, they wouldn't do it, right?
Wait, what do you mean? Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Like, isn't
it
like having a nonprofit organization where you're it's like a huge tax write off.
Yeah, it's like that's a sneaky way for people to get rich, I think.
But they like parade it as like, wow, I'm such a great person. I'm helping all these people.
Well, it's essentially a human chromosome. That's how fucking ingrained in us it is.
I don't know what my cause is, but I've been, and I don't want to get too into it because I talked about it on Robbie Hoffman's podcast, but I'm getting real passionate about these like people raising rents and price gouging because it's like fucking slimy. Like I have a landlord who has 19 tenants and he's like raising my rent. I'm like, and he's like, why are you mad that I'm raising the rent? I'm like, bro, because you're a fucking pig who just wants to be rich. And I'm like over here paying rent on time. Stop raising my rent every fucking year. I'm like a good tenant. Like I got fucking possums in my attic. Stop raising my fucking rent, dog. Like clean this place up.
Did
There's
get
holes
the
in the walls.
Out?
I'm fucking got leaks and shit.
Yeah.
And then you're raising my rent. I'm like, if this money's going into the place, I can maybe understand, but you're raising rent and this place is falling apart. That shit pisses me off. And these are white, like rich dudes that like are coming into a Mexican neighborhood. They're buying up property. They don't care about the neighborhood. And they're the ones that are causing the money, the prices to go up. And it's like, then, you know, this, see, now I'm fucking heated. So this might be my cause.
I know. I can sense the passion.
Ramped up.
Shit pisses me off, bro. Like, I'm like mad as hell. All right, I'm chilling.
You were saying the other night, you were like, I want to be a landlord, but like chill with the tenants a bunch.
Did I say that?
I think so. You're like, you're just always around. Like, you basically just want friends.
I said that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that. That's hilarious. That'd be a good.
They just raised my rent.
To what? I mean, how much?
I think it was like $60, but I bet they're going to do that every year for the next like
4%. Was it 4%? Because it's like rent control, right? 4%.
I don't
know. Like as much as they can go up, I think. It's fucking slime balls. They're not doing anything to fix
these places.
When are
we going to buy, by the way, when are we going to buy property and where are we all buying it? Because I think we should all buy property near each other.
That's a good idea.
Because if we hit 50 and we're isolated,
yeah, that's not going to be a fun life.
That's when the
life.
Depression hits. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We need to be close, bro. And we need to have children.
We're all going to be fucking recently divorced at that time, too. So we need to plan. We need to plan for the divorce.
You guys sign in the prenups?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yo, like it's there's a book called I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And I did the audiobook.
Rich Dad,
and
Poor Dad.
Like, no, it's. I think it's called I'll Teach You to Be Rich. And this dude's like, sign a prenup. It's mature to talk about it before. It's like, there's like all this like, you know, bad juju around it. But it's like, it's healthy. Sign a prenup. I'm like, All
right.
Maybe.
Well, you know the divorce rate is fucking crazy, right?
What is it?
90%.
Stop it.
Yeah. And Christianity, you know, that's on the decline as well.
Oh,
that's very interesting. That's very interesting.
Yo, that is not a coincidence.
If the divorce rate was 90%, that's so
it seems that way in the entertainment industry. It's got to be 98.
The divorce rate, yeah, in the entertainment is like
90%. 100% probably.
Christ.
Yeah.
Carmen, if you could get married to one other celebrity right now. If you were single, you could get married to one celebrity right now. No prenup. Who would it be?
No prenup. One celebrity. Damn, that's a really good question.
No prenup. One celebrity.
One celebrity.
This is a new segment we have, by the way. No prenup. One celebrity.
I'm getting married to my girl Pam Anderson.
Oh, she's fucking amazing, respect. Bro. And she. No one's really talking about Showgirl, the last Showgirl.
I didn't see.
I didn't see it either.
No, but I'm gonna watch that.
But her performance looks amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you haven't seen it.
But from the commercial, from the fucking trailer, I'm seeing the look on her face, and I see that is true acting.
Yeah, I'm getting married to Pam Anderson, and I'm like, girl, you were fine in the 90s, but you aged like wine. And
fine wine, by the way.
That's what's up. And you looking good, girl. Get in the bedroom, and let's talk politics.
That's your speech to her when you're at the altar?
Yeah. God, we got to cut that part, bro.
No,
we're not cutting anything.
I'll say it right now, Parker Posey.
Parker Posey.
Parker Posey's
cool as hell.
You met her?
No, but I like her. Like, she's amazing in interviews, and she always has like a fun ass character.
She's real.
Yeah. Who you got?
Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Wait, have we told this story before?
It's hilarious.
Jack and I were.
She's gonna be president. I think she's going to be president.
It's very possible. The first man. What do they call that?
Dude, that's hilarious. I think her husband is like whack. I think he's whack ass.
He's done, dude.
Don't judge him. We don't know what they have.
No, I don't know what he is. He might be cool.
Wait, but maybe I told this on the podcast before, but we were at a SNL. Jack and I were at an SNL after party, and she was there.
Oh, really?
And we were standing with this guy that we know. And he was like, you might know him. I'll tell you afterwards. She's not a comedian. And he goes, he's like, bro, there's Alexandria. Like, I got to go say what's up. And we're like, how does he know her?
Yeah.
He walks up to her. He's like, just walks right over. And he's like talking, like making a lot of hand gestures. And like, looks like they know each other. And I'm like, I go up to him later. I'm like, how do you know her? And he's like, I don't. She just represents my district. I had to go say what's up.
That's awesome. And he went
right to her.
That's sick.
And we need confidence like that.
That's sick. Represents my district. Woo.
Do you think AOC has seen Mr. Simp videos?
Oh, yeah. I've been sending it to her.
Do you think? Yeah.
That's hilarious. DMing her.
Hey, just want to. Any feedback is great. This. Like, I'm trying to fucking make it. Like, I'm not actually like that.
It's hilarious. That's not my real hair.
Yeah.
That's Sharpie.
Damn. Well, Carmen, I think we're nearing the joys of the episode.
This was fun as hell.
Carmen, this is what, the second time?
Second time, bro.
Third time, I think. I think you crashed.
I did a cameo.
Joe Parra.
Cameo on Joe Parra.
Mr. Joe.
Wow, you're in the third timers club. I think nobody's ever gotten that.
Damn, Sarah.
Honestly.
Sarah. Might have to get one of those robes that says three timer.
Yeah.
Bro.
What's your predictions for the SNL 50?
SNL 50 is going to be a fucking smash hit. The vibes are going to be crazy. I'm showing up.
Are you going?
Yeah.
You're going? Is it in 2 weeks?
It might be in 2 weeks. I have to go.
Yeah. Well,
when
does this come out?
Monday.
All right. Well, fuck it. I'm just going to spoil one thing.
Please.
I'm in the SNL 50 PDD sketch.
Are you really?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
They already filmed it?
Wow.
I'm flying out tomorrow.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yep.
No, you're not.
Me and Mulaney are playing Twinks.
No.
Up in that thing.
Are you serious?
PDD wrote it for us, yeah.
No, you're kidding.
No, I'm just playing.
Okay. Jesus. I mean, you never know. That would be hilarious.
Tune in on SNL 50 and see what happens.
They're wasting so much. They have all the celebrities from the whole show, and they're focusing on YouTube.
Carmen, what gave you joy this week? What's something that gave you joy?
This pod, bro, I was looking forward to it. I've been doing the rounds like a fucking politician.
Is this one of the most fun ones you've done?
Yeah, because I know you guys the most.
Exactly.
Oh, I did a fucking podcast with Wayne Brady.
No.
What?
I did a podcast with Wayne Brady Wednesday.
Whose line is it? Just you and him?
Me, him, and his boy. Another great improv.
Did you do improv?
Yeah.
What did you body?
What?
Hell no. I bombed like crazy. Oh, it was weird.
Oh, man.
I was not good. I was not good.
Oh, my God.
He was good.
Wayne Brady. Legend, yeah, bro. That's total crazy. Legend.
Yeah, it was.
What was the scene? Give us a rundown of one of the scenes.
Well, they were like, you know, I told them how my last name got Americanized to D. Cristofano, and then they were like, "Wow!" And I was like, "Yeah, that's a cool name. Like, I wish we would have kept it. That's like you walk up to a restaurant, you don't have a reservation, you're getting a res, and then all of a sudden we're in the restaurant doing a scene." And I'm Mr. D. Cristofano, and I'm just like, oh shit, it's like that. This is what this podcast is, because there's no episodes out yet, so I didn't really know the format. So we were just talking, and then they'd hop into scenes, and I had to play myself. And I was like, the fun thing about doing improv is playing a character. You don't want to play yourself, because then you don't want, like, you want to be under the guise of a character so you could say dumb shit.
Right.
But this is giving me an amazing idea that people would pay for that. You get the most amazing improvisers of all time, Wayne Brady, TJ Jagodowski, whoever, Nate, and you say, what experience do you want to have? And then you just say, we're right in there, and they do such good storytelling, it's such always, good improv, that it's like VR. Yeah. It's like a genie.
But it's always sexual, and you're like,
yeah, I want fucking Wayne, Dua Lipa.
Wayne Brady, TJ, Nate. That's sick.
We're in like some crazy threesome every time. We're just like, dude, we just want to like,
like, is there some kind of crazy like historical thing?
My joy is hanging out with you guys.
Amazing time, Charlie.
Wow. Let's see here. My joy for the week, I would say I have a part in a movie that's shooting, and that has been very fun to shoot that. And I can't talk about what it is, but it's very fun, and I think it's gonna be a
banger.
It's gonna be
a legendary.
It's gonna be hit
comedy movie, and it gets me so excited because there's just so few. We were talking about this, but like fucking funny movies. Comedy movies, right. And I'm like, this one is going to be lights out. Ooh. Actually hilarious.
It really will be. Comedy's it's back. The funniest script I've read.
Master,
and we're all in it.
Yeah,
we're all,
yeah,
we're all in it.
That's right.
We're all in it.
What's giving my ass joy? I would say just the regular gyms, the regular Y visits, starting my morning out 2 hours, where it's like first hour weightlifting, second hour just pooled wet time in the pool and the fucking sauna and that tub.
Wet time, that's what you say.
A little bit of wet time.
On my shoulder.
Wet it's wet time, bro.
Reacting bad. Somebody got to do it.
Afterwards.
Put my gun up in the air.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, it's been a nice the leisure such a community. But you would never go if it wasn't for me, man. I'll just put it that way. I never get the hit up from you. And I don't care. I don't get affected by that.
I'm sick of you, dude. I don't like you as a person. You're a business partner and a colleague to
I'm
me.
Keeping a tally of invites. And I put a lot out. I don't get a lot back. Okay, guys. Carmen Christopher is signing off. Go watch his special.
The link is in the show notes. Go check it out right now and share it. And guess what? Share it with a fucking friend as well.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. We love you, Carmen. And
love
we'll you see dogs. You next time.
Love you, brothers.
I'll be back next week. Let's go.
Later.
All right. Peace go out, Bears. Everybody.
Dub Bears.